Hello and welcome home. You're listening to the Tribe Abuja podcast. We hope this message inspires and encourages you to know and make known the truth and love of God the Father as expressed through His Son, Jesus. Let's listen to the message.
Amen. We're going to stand for the reading of the word. Can you welcome our tribesman leader, James Nama?
Good morning, church. I think I need not say that God is here. So you guys understand why I'm sweating. Praise God. We're reading from Matthew 6, verse 9 to 13. Matthew 6, verse 9 to 13. Are you guys there? I read. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We pray that you speak to me, through me, for your people, for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. One more time, can you just welcome the person beside you? Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, Tribe United. Amazing worship session. I really did not want it to end. I won't even lie. God is good. Amen. Next week, we are celebrating Mother's Day. So we have asked you to invite your mothers. Please, we are taking down information because we would love to give them gifts. So please ask for Kelly at People's Ministry so that she will take down. If your mom is going to be present, please let Kelly know at least this week so that we'll have, you know, proper documentation about who is going to be present so that we can work with that. Amen. Let's just honor our mothers. And Eva's mom is going to be preaching next Sunday. So it's going to be amazing. Amen. If you're just joining us, this is episode 3 of our The Art of Prayer series. How many of us were blessed by our pastor's sermon last week? Amen. I encourage you to go back and listen to it. And he just spoke so beautifully, inspired from even the episode 1. It just flowed from episode 1 where I talked about, inspired by John 15:7, Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, anything you wish for, I will grant, right? And Pastor Freddy just flowed from that and made us understand that primarily prayer is about our identity. Amen. That we do not pray as slaves, as he said. We do not pray, we pray as sons of God. Hallelujah. As sons having conversations with our Father. Hallelujah. So Pastor Freddy and just flowed from episode 1, which was Abide in Abba, and episode 2 was the audacity of prayer. And we have audacity because of who we are. We have audacity because of our identities. And our identities are not borrowed. Our identities are cemented in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Because we are nothing outside of Christ. All that we are because we are in Christ Jesus. To God. Amen. Amen. Today we're going to be talking about something I'm very passionate about, and it's about intercession. Amen. We are called to be intercessors. But before we go deep into that, I've often seen prayers have been divided for some people into two. So there is the kind of prayer that stems from what Pastor Freddy and I preached, where it is about identity, it's about sonship, it's about communion, it's about fellowship. Essentially, it's about koinonia. Amen. because koinonia is communion, it's intimacy. Are you with me? Then there's a second type of prayer, which some people I'll call kingdom-centered prayers, where some people just want the will to be done here on earth. God should just show up in the nation, in the city. Do you understand those kinds of prayers, right? Those kind of authority prayers, asking for things boldly. So it seems that it seems there are just koinonia-centered prayers, and there is what? Kingdom-centered prayers. And it's not called, we're not called to choose between. Are you with me? A perfect example of someone that was able to flow with both kinds of prayers is David. If you read the Psalms, in one part, the beginning, he's complaining in his psalm. He'll probably be complaining about my enemies after me. Lord, you said you'll save me. What's up? Then he's ending with, you know, glorifying God, a benediction, or just something, adoring God in his prayers, recognizing that God's kingdom will be and God's will be done here on earth. Are you with me? So it's not either or. God wants us to talk to him as if, not as if, as his children. Amen. So koinonia-centered prayers, and it is from there we will now be able to pray accurate kingdom-centered prayers. Because as sons, we will be able to see what the Father's heart is. Are you with me? So then we'll be able to pray the will of the Father. That is now kingdom-centered prayers. Amen. And here's the thing, tribe. I want us, because a lot of us dwell on just koinonia-type prayers, koinonia-centered prayers. A lot of us just dwell there. But often we'll dwell there in the way that you pray to only change your feelings. But I want you to grow from changing the way your feeling, and it's just about you and your emotions. I want you to grow to pray to change nations, change destinies. Are you with me, tribe? Amen. Because God's will, as we read from Matthew 9, verse 10, Jesus said that your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth as where? As it is in heaven. So God is praying that his will, as it is done perfectly in heaven, that it will be done here on earth. Amen. Tribe, are we going to be God's answered prayer? Are we going to be the ones that are going to be God's answered prayer? Because Matthew 9, the parallel verse is in Luke 11, where one of the disciples approached Jesus and said, Jesus, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. Because he saw the result of Jesus' ministry. He knew there was a correlation between Jesus' prayer life. Are you with me? Prayer was not something that was foreign to the Jews. They prayed daily. Do you understand? But he saw that there was something different. That's why he said, Jesus, teach us to pray the way you pray. And Jesus said, when you pray, pray like this. So what we now call the Lord's Prayer was not meant to be, it was meant to be a formula, so to speak. It was meant to be something that we build on. Are you with me? So that's why he starts with, when you pray like this, our Father, koinonia. He wants you to see that you have relationship with him. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, which is, let your name be holy. So the first part is talking about adoration. And you only adore what you've beheld as. Amen. You adore what intrigues you, what you find as what draws you in. So the first part of the Lord's Prayer is adoration. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So koinonia-centered prayers are very important. That's how we start with. As much as God is a judge, as much as he is, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he is our Father, and that is the primary way he wants us to see. Amen. Then he now says what? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that part is now the intercessory part of the Lord's Prayer. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Hallelujah. On earth as it is in heaven. I want to share four stories with you. The first one is about a soldier that was in the German War, the Second World War, and had appointed them to go and shut down a factory that was producing equipment that was helped fuel the German army. And approaching there, they saw a platoon that was already wounded, right? So, because across the expanse, across the open space, German machine guns were at the opposite side, right? They started to move, thinking that the guys had gone, and the machine guns just pinned them down in a particular place. And this guy starts to pray. He's a 24-year-old guy. He's married, he has a kid, has a wife back home in the United States. This is 1945. Then he prays, God, help. They are pinned down there. Then he said, suddenly, mysteriously, like he just saw like a cloud-like mist, right? Just envelope them and where they were. Like thick that the enemies could not see them. And that made them run across, and they were able to carry the injured safety. The following week, he receives a letter from his mom, and his mom is asking, hope you're well. And she says, can you remember he said, of course, who can forget her? She was the annoying prayer warrior. And in the letter, she's saying, Mrs. T, I can't pronounce her name properly. Miss T called me last week and said she woke up at 1 a.m. Here, someone told her, pray for Spencer. And she prayed for Spencer from 1 a.m. to 6 a.m. That's her time. And the last thing she said was, Lord, cloud him in protection. He checked the date and the time that Mrs. T was praying and coincided with the time Spencer was being pinned down by the German machine guns. And he said his life changed after that. He became a prayer warrior. The second story I'm going to tell is about another man in the Korean War. He's in 1954, 1955. Their platoon surrounded by the North Korean army. Same thing, machine guns at the other side. One of their men decides, I'm going to try and get to the other side to stop that machine gun. He tries to in a hand grenade. A sniper sees him from far and takes off his hand, right? And this guy is shouting in the cold for his men to come and help him. He's shouting, he's screaming. But them stood up from their trench, you know, they'll meet the sound of machine guns. Then one of them, he just kept looking at his clock. And exactly 9 a.m., without permission from his superior, he comes out of the trench and runs, even without a gun, runs, picks up his guy and comes back. And they ask him, what was that? He said his mother told him that she'll be praying at that particular time every day. Every day. So he was not necessarily a Christian. But he knew his mother was going to be praying. So they are probably in North Korea, so maybe, 6 hours ahead of the U.S. or something, right? He just knew that his mom would be praying at that particular time in the United States. And at 9 a.m. his time, he got up and ran, picked up his guy, and came in a hailstorm of bullets. Another story I'll tell you is about a guy who was agnostic. His friends thought he was borderline atheist, but now he's a pastor of the tribe Abuja. Because some of his friends were praying for him for years. And the day he gave his life to Christ, his friends ran to him and like, yes, we've been praying for you. It's like, yeah, now I've joined you guys' weird cult, but okay. And the other story I'll tell is about my younger sister who was diagnosed with a hole in her chest. And we went to different hospitals all over, from Jos to Plateau, Kano, Kaduna. Said it was cancer, said all sorts of things. Until a man of God prayed for her. And about 15 years later, she's the mother of two. No incident. Prayer works. But what is it about interceding for people? About asking God to interfere in people's lives? And like, how is it that we are able to ask God for something on people's behalf? Now, these people, the Spencer that was caught up in the Second World War had no idea anybody was praying for him, if not for a week later his mother wrote to him. All he knew is a mist came and he got to safety. Someone was interceding for him for about 5 to 6 hours. And I never knew my friends were praying for me, for my salvation. In fact, one of them that prayed for me, I introduced you guys to him last year, he had to come to Abuja to see that Jesse is a pastor. Like, he slept in our house. He was like, he thought I was just leading a fellowship. Like, you're a pastor. Now, God, I don't know why, but it is the will of God, and we must pray the will of God. That is, God has called all of us into the office of intercession. Are you with me? Paul tells us in 2 Timothy 1, he says, I urge you to intercede for all people. All people. Hallelujah. I believe that when we get to heaven, you will just see a whole thread of people that have been praying for you. And you praying for them, and someone is there because you were interceding for them, and you are there because someone was interceding for you. Do you understand? It will be a whole web of intercessory prayers. And tribe, God has called us to take on this office as well. That we pray that God's kingdom comes. Hallelujah. That his will be done here on earth as it is done in heaven. Sorry. Anointing. As his will is done in heaven, it will be done here on earth. Amen. But here's the thing. Do you know why we struggle with intercession? I'm going to dial back to the series we did of Jesus' office, the offices of Christ, priest, prophet, and king. And I told you that Jesus' office as king was so that the office of king is so that he will rule and reign. The office of the prophet is to what? Reveal the heart and the will of God. And the office of the priest is to reconcile lost sons back to the Father. Are you with me? So all of this is the office of mediator. So only Christ mediates between God and men. So he does that in the office of the king and in the office of the priest and in the office of the prophet, ruling, revealing, and reconciling. Are you with me? Then last year, this was December, we learned this, right? You guys can remember. Shameless plug, go and watch it if you've never, it's on our YouTube. But I said, it doesn't stop there. Just as Christ is a priest in the order of Melchizedek, right? We are priests as well in the order of Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. We are kings as well. But it wasn't new. It was something we lost in creation. In Eden, God placed Adam and Eve and told them to rule and have dominion. Hallelujah. Over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and the animals. To rule, reign. He gave them work to do. And Adam called whatever animal he named, the Bible says that, and so it was. The office of the prophet, he was naming things. Are you with me? And as if they had remained in that, you know, perfect sin and perfect unity with Christ, with God, pardon me, their forebears, they would have been what? Doing the office of priesthood as well. And the priesthood office is not just reconciling, right? It's also that mediating and speaking to God on behalf of the people. So those offices were lost. Are you with me? We were supposed to rule over wild animals, but a wild animal started to rule over us. The serpent. So we lost our place and we gave our place to the serpent, to the enemy. But the promise in Isaiah 9 says that what? The government, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, which means that God was going to restore authority through the person of Christ. Tribe, are you tracking with me? Are you tracking with me? So we lost that. The reason we struggle with intercession is because we struggle with our role as mediators. And if you understand your office as a king, as a prophet, and as a priest, it will be easier to intercede. So that's why we pray in the name of Jesus. So authority was restored through the person of Jesus Christ. And Jesus, when he came back from the dead, what did he say? All authority, all power and all authority has been given to me. Hallelujah. Go, therefore, which means he had given us this power as well. He had given us this authority as well. So just as Jesus, hope you know Jesus is doing the work of intercessor as well. Romans 8 tells us that the Spirit intercedes for us on our behalf with groanings, with words which we cannot see words. So the Holy Spirit is at work in us, interceding for us. Christ is doing his great high priestly duty, interceding for us as well. Are you with me, tribe? Amen. Because he's able to save to the uttermost. So he's continuously interceding for us. So we, now when we pray, that's why we pray in the name of Christ. We pray not in our own authority, not in the authority of a pastor or an apostle. We pray in the name of Jesus. Why? Because he has been given all authority. Amen. So when we say in Jesus' name, it is not a slang. It is not a brand tag. Are you with me? It is a powerful sentence that we pray in the name of Jesus. Jesus the Messiah, who has all authority and power, who is presently interceding for us, and he has called us to partner with him to intercede for the nations. And that's where we come in now. Jesus is not like God. It's not like he's lazy. It's not like he's less powerful. Are you with me? He's calling the sons of God, you and I, to participate in this move of intercession. So Jesus is already doing the work. He's only saying, I want you to do it with me. Do you understand? Think of the story of the boy in the 24-year-old soldier in 1945. The prayer warrior woman says what? She says that she felt something woke her up and said, pray for Spencer. That's not her son. It's not her son. Just said, pray for Spencer. And she started to intercede for him. So it was God. God was already moving. Do you understand? It's God that was praying and was inviting Mrs. T to pray for Spencer as well. Are you with me, tribe? Often, many of you wake up at 3 a.m. You know where I'm going. And God wants you to pray for someone. God is calling you to pray for somebody. He wants you to intercede for somebody. But you're distracted by your notifications. And 3 hours later, you're unable to even wake up or pray forward. I'm talking to you. Guys, this is not for some people. Are you with me? Paul says, I urge you to intercede for everyone, everywhere. So there are times, and I don't know, you guys know we've been doing this for more than 6 months here. And I feel so strongly that we must go deeper into this, interceding for our church, interceding for the city, interceding for the nation. One of the hardest things to do is to tell, I remember last year, I'll never forget, I said, let's pray for Nigeria, and the way they eyed me. Oh, it's not even last year, it was just shortly after ENSAS. But here's, I started to tell you that, no, it's not about praying for Nigeria. I'm praying for Nigerians. Are you with me? People are suffering. And praying for Nigeria, it means praying for Nigerians, is about is two things. God opening our eyes to be that prophetic tribe, to that times and seasons, so that we will know the course to take. That's one. And two, there are things or people that are probably we out of our immediate reach. For instance, we have brothers and sisters in Christian communities in the north. And Boko Haram is constantly gaining ground. Denomination. There's a northern denomination that I heard that they've lost about 90% of their membership. About 90. Gone. Due to terrorism. I don't want us to, because we have the opportunity to sit in air-conditioned buildings, we have lights, we have sound, to forget that we have brothers and sisters that we're called to intercede for. Not just pray, but help the church in the north grow by providing assistance in any way that we can. Are you with me, tribe? Are you with me? So the office of the intercessor is something that Christ has called us to, but not just that, he's inviting us to pray the prayer that he's praying. That's what intercession is. So if you get a prompting in your heart, it's the Holy Spirit that is praying that you partner with him in prayer. Often some of us get dreams of people in one way or the other. Wake up and pray for them. God is calling you to intercede, to be an intercessor. How many of us here, you just felt so strongly to pray for someone? Then the next time you meet the person, or you're just, hey, I just thought to pray for you, and the person just starts sharing a testimony. Anybody here? So tribe, our duty is to pray that God's kingdom is done. I mean, God's kingdom comes. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Are you with me? So we enter into the office of the king. We enter into our offices of the king, prophet, and priest. Ruling, revealing, reconciling as mediators. Not between God and men, but because now we have access. Are you with me? About 2 weeks ago, I went to queue for fuel. And because I saw a tweet by 3 a.m., one of my friends tweeted and it was like, if you are awake, go to AP opposite Transcorp. There's no queue. And I said, I can't leave 3 a.m. I'll go by 5. I went by 5. Obviously, I was not the only one that saw the tweet, probably. So it was a short line, and I waited a bit. Unfortunately, the pump, they were trying to fix it, so I ended up staying like 2 more hours. But some guys rolled up in their cars with presidency on it. I mean, do you understand? Like, they were not in the queue. But one of the few times, you know, that I'm proud to be a Nigerian, do you understand? I feel like when it reaches us here. So I'm sorry if you work for the DSS or anything. I'm not even trying to, I'm not trying to put down anything, but we collectively chased, you know, those presidency plate numbers away. Like, I was very proud. If you saw me, it wasn't me, Sean. Luckily, there was this Hajia that was louder than us. Do you understand? And it's a part of, it's a metamagic, do you understand? You just say, ah, pastor of the tribe, they fight. No. But I was so happy that that happened. But if I'm being honest, I've enjoyed, there's a place I used to work some years ago, and it was under the office of the presidency. I won't say I've short lines, but I know what that plate number can get you, my guy. Like on our ID card. Some of you, there's some of you here, you know what I'm talking about, but you don't want to. It is well. Our ID card had presidency on it. It's very sweet, guys. Like power is sweet. I'm saying all of this to say that even though the president wasn't there, right? Like that badge or that title, it granted a certain level of access. Do you understand? We have access as sons of God. Hallelujah. Hebrews, the author of Hebrews tells us that we can come boldly into the throne of grace and obtain mercy. Amen. So as intercessors, we're not just asking God, save me. We're saying, Lord, save them. Because I'm here, because I'm a son, because I'm your daughter, because I have the access of, I have the privilege of access, I can now intercede on behalf of others. Are you with me? So when we go before the Father, we should remember who we are and whose we are, the access that we have, and then we will pray on behalf of others. We have friends that don't know Jesus yet. We have people that are going through the toughest of times. God is calling us to pray for them. Are you with me? That His will, as it is done in heaven, will be done in their lives. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Amen. So here's what I want to ask you. If God were to answer your prayers right now, what will change? If God were to answer your prayers right now, what will change? Which means I want you to audit your prayer life or audit your prayer request. Is it just about me, me, me? I was at a minister's conference yesterday, and the Bishop Bakari was preaching. No, Bishop Ransom Bello. He said, "Money is the lowest blessing a believer can receive." Do you know what Jesus calls money? Unrighteous mammon. And Bishop Bello was reminding us. He said, many of us, we keep praying for money. He says, anybody can get money. You can rob a bank to get money. Sex workers, they use their bodies to get money. Politicians, they get paid. You get what I'm saying? Anybody can get money. When we in the church reduce only the move of God to a financial breakthrough, it is the lowest form of blessing. Are you with me, tribe? But I want you to now pray ambitious prayers. If God were to answer your prayers right now, what will Nigeria look like? If God were to answer your prayers right now, what will your family look like? What will your ministry look like? What would our church look like? That's how we should start thinking. Praying these bold and ambitious prayers. Trusting that God is going to answer us. Are you with me, tribe? Audit your prayer requests. Audit your prayer lives. Ask God for the impossible. Amen. Corel, can you come up? Ask God for the impossible. Are you with me, tribe? Ask God for the impossible. So if God were to answer your prayers right now, what will our nation look like? Just softly. What will your lives look like? What would change? Are you just asking for financial blessings? Or are you asking that God should show up in someone else's story? Are you asking that God blesses you so that you can be a blessing to others? You know, Pastor Freddy used the story of the prodigal son last week. And the prodigal son reduced his prayers to that of a slave. He says, if only I go back home, I can eat what my father's servants are eating. Meanwhile, sons should be praying, Lord, how do I get to feed these people? Are you with me? We are called, we are to ask God to bless us to be conduits of blessing, to be channels of blessings. Glory to God. Let's stop praying small prayers. If our prayers are only about our rent, about school fees, I'm not saying those things are not important. I'm saying we should ask. But there is more. Amen. There is more. Businessmen, you're not just a businessman so that you can have your brand be known. You are empowering communities. You are changing lives. Are you with me? You're giving people reward for their labor so that they can impact their own families. See it from that priestly perspective. So you pray for the success of your business because you want to bless others. Glory to God. And career-driven people is the same thing. Pray that God will bless you so that you can bless others. Look at all the, what are these people called? Marjorie roaming the streets. Is there anyone attending? Okay, Jennifer is doing something. But we need more. It's not just Jennifer. Are you with me? We need more of you. So your prayer should start being bigger. For many of you who are in families where there's some sort of family crisis, though it may be painful, start praying. And I'm not necessarily saying that you must pray to start singing Kumbaya at morning devotion. I'm saying pray for the salvation of their souls. There are some family things there. No matter how many meetings you have, it won't solve. You know what I'm saying? It's Jesus that has to come and do surgery in that person's heart. Tribe, are you with me? The office of intercessors is for every one of us. Spouses, you must pray for your husbands. You must pray for your wives. You must pray for your children. Are you with me? One of the most powerful things I've heard is Eva's parents said they were never for once afraid that their children will marry poorly or wrongly. I mean, that was a good testimony. Do you understand? For me. It boosted my ego a bit. But imagine that level of confidence, because they felt like they had given themselves to prayer so much that their four daughters will never make a wrong decision when it comes to marriage. I want you to stop, to shift from praying about things that will just settle your feelings to things that will literally change nations, change destinies. Intercede for people, for your friends. Hallelujah. Episode 1, I told you that prayer is more about practice than about the theory. So we're going to pray. And I want you to take whatever posture that you're comfortable in. If you want to stand, stand. But what we are going to do now is just pray kingdom-centered prayers. And we're going to pray that God's kingdom will be done here on earth as it is done in heaven. I want you to pray bold prayers and say, Lord, help my family, ransom my family, keep my family, heal my father, heal my mother. Amen. Try. Heal the sick. Say, Lord, use me as a conduit of blessing. Use me as a channel of healing. Use me, Lord, for your glory. Let your will be done in my life. Let your will be done in Abuja as it is done in heaven. Let your will be done in the tribe Lagos, in the tribe Abuja as it is done in heaven. Let your will be done in my workplace as it is done in heaven. I want us to enter into our office of mediators and intercessors and pray bold prayers. Come on, tribe, let us open our mouths. And I want you to mention names. Pray for your siblings. Pray for your siblings and pray over them. Pray that there will be a mighty move of God. Just as Mrs. T prayed over Spencer, pray for protection. Some of you have loved ones who are in the army, who are in the north right now. I want you to pray for protection over them. Come on, tribe, let us pray. Open your mouths and pray. This is for everyone. This is for everyone. It is not for some. But make sure you're praying. If you want to sit, sit. If you want to kneel, kneel. but participate in this. Come on, tribe, open your mouth and pray. Just push it. If you know a couple who is trusting the Lord for the fruit of the womb, mention your names and pray over them. If you know people who are dealing with drug addictions, pray over them. Let the Lord free them from any bondage so that they'll be able to act from a place of liberty and sonship. Come on, tribe, let's press in. Let us press in, press in, press in. Come on, let's press in. Let us press in. Pray for your church. Pray for your pastors. Pray for the tribe Lagos. Pray that the gospel will move rapidly in our church. Pray that the gospel will move rapidly in our church. Come on. Enter into your office as mediator, as a priest of Yahweh, as a priest of Yeshua. Come on, pray over your families. For some of you who are estranged from your parents, just pray over them. Just pray for them. Just pray for them. Come on, just press in. Spirit of God, just move mightily. And if you're even here and you're struggling to pray, just be honest and vulnerable before God and just say, Lord, I don't even know what to say. And just say, Spirit of God, help me. Just say, Spirit of God, help me. Come on, let us press in. Just press in, press in. Press in. If you're online, please, I want you to engage in this. If you're online, I want you to engage in this. I want you to pray, 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 pray. Come on, pray. Open your mouth and pray, try. Pray over the nations. Pray over the nations. Come on, just for a few more minutes. And I believe for many of you, you may even see visions of people to pray for, images of people to pray for, or situations or you may hear a person's voice, I want you to just pray over them. I want you to just pray over them right now. Just run through the list that the Spirit of God is showing you. Just run through that list and just pray. You know, for many of us, our own breakthrough comes when we move from our selfish prayers. When we start seeing that God wants to use us as His instrument of revival, as His instrument of transformation. Come on, tribe, just pushing, just pressing. Just keep praying. You know, some persons who are probably going through the worst of times right now may have lost something, someone, possessions, a loved one. Pray for comfort for them. Pray for strength for them. Exercise your authority. Exercise the access that you have, the privilege that you have, to enter and obtain grace, obtain mercy. Come on, let's pray. Keep pushing, tribe.
Lord of hosts, you'll be with us. Lead us in the fire. Lead us as a shelter. Lead us in the storm.
Come on, just keep pressing. Come on, let's sing it together, tribe.
You will lead us through the fierce.
Let's sing it one more time. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for answered prayers. Hallelujah. Can you pray for the tribe? Let's pray for Lagos and Abuja. And my prayer, I want you to pray from 2 Thessalonians 3. It says, pray for us that the gospel will speed rapidly just as it was. That it will be honored, it will be celebrated, and it will move rapidly. So that's what I want us to pray for in the tribe. Abuja and Lagos. Come on, let's just pray. 1 minute. Just pray. Pray for our church. Pray that the gospel will prevail in our hearts, in our local assembly, and through us in the city. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, pray. Pray for our pastors, Pastor Fedi, Pastor Lily, our resident pastors, Pastor Toby, Pastor Maureen, his wife. Pray for Pastor Eva. Pray for me. Let us pray for every servant leader, everyone that has given themselves in service. Let us pray that the gospel will be taught here with boldness, with authority, power, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for answered prayers. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Father, thank you for your word this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you were blessed by the message. To listen to more, consider subscribing, sharing, and rating the podcast. We love you.